The golf world is mourning the death at 87 of one of the most successful players of any sport. Arnold Palmer, holder of numerous golf records, some that may never be broken, passed away after suffering heart trouble. Palmer was the face of golf for more than a generation, and today is the face of its golden age.
Getting around the country in comfort and style, for me, that has to be a Cadillac.
Every morning, whether I'm here in Latrobe or on the road, I'm out there making sure all the parts are working.
Well, am I surprised? I suppose I'm gratified that people still recognize and know, and I appreciate that.
Cindy Boren, Washington Post sports writer, says Palmer went beyond golf to define the business of sports itself.
He helped commercialize it. He helped popularize it. This is a man who became incredibly wealthy away from the golf course through his business dealings. And yet he always remained, you know, sort of a common person. I think a lot of golf fans related to him in a way that they really couldn't to Jack Nicklaus. He was cool. You know, he would go on TV and he had the kind of cool personality and self-deprecating manner that made him really popular. Some of his Johnny Carson interviews are just classics. People just followed him in a way that they really didn't with anyone else. He was also fortunate, of course, to have the rivalry with Jack Nicklaus, you know, stoking his popularity somewhat too. But, you know, he really did change the game.
And he holds records that may never be broken and was always approachable. I mean, he's not the kind of person who, you know, lived in a private jet. He was just out there with the crowds.
He didn't really forget his roots as the son of a former groundskeeper. He was very willing to stand and sign autographs all day long. People could talk to him. They could approach him in restaurants. You will recall that he also invented a drink, the Arnold Palmer, which is lemonade and iced tea.
Start off with a drink glass, ice with a scoop. Simple, Arnold Palmer is half lemon and half iced tea.
Whether he actually came up with the idea or not, he's credited with it, and it's named for him. And it's pretty delicious, by the way.
And as far as business is concerned, is it the case that every millionaire sports figure with an endorsement from Nike or someone else owes a thank you to Arnold Palmer?
Yeah, maybe they should send him a few dollars, like maybe, 2% of their cut. They really do. He was endorsing golf equipment. He was designing golf clubs. You know, Nicklaus was doing it too, but Palmer was different. And what Palmer brought to it was really the willingness to be out there shaking hands, doing the side of the business that you don't really see when it's getting off the ground. He was willing to talk to people. He was willing to address corporate leaders. He was constantly working away from the golf course.
And his longevity is quite remarkable as well. I mean, he's really been there right up until his death. I mean, there's never a Masters tournament that doesn't mention Palmer. There's rarely a golf event that doesn't echo something that Palmer did. He's really someone who is there from beginning to end.
Only in the last couple of years has he really been in rather frail health. You know, he would still do hit the ceremonial tee shots at some of the majors. And, you know, he was always one of the most popular guys, frankly, at the majors in the days leading up to the competition. The people were there to see Arnie.
Cindy Boren, Washington Post sports writer. Thank you so much, Cindy.
My pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.